Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to keep your horse straight. Now, straightness is included in the Dressage Rider Schooling Framework, which is the Scales of Training. Now, there are many exercises included in dressage tests that enable the judge to see if the horse is moving straight or crooked. Now, centre lines, for example. But how can you tell if your horse is crooked, and what can you do to make sure that your horse is straight? That's what we're going to talk about in today's podcast episode. So firstly, is your horse straight? Now, horses are born naturally crooked in the same way that people are born left or right-handed. Now, through correct schooling, you are essentially seeking to make your horse ambidextrous rather than one-sided. But why bother making your horse straight? Well, quite simply, a straight horse will produce better quality work and will be more coordinated and better balanced. Now, a straight horse will move as if he is on railway tracks, regardless of whether he is describing a straight line, moving around a circle, or negotiating a turn. Now, he will carry his weight evenly and therefore promote equal wear and tear on both sides of his body, therefore reducing the risk of injury. Now, to check if your horse is straight, ride a center line in your arena, and then take a look at the hoof prints your horse has left behind. Now, you should be able to see two clear lines of parallel tracks. Now, if your horse is crooked, you'll see three. So now let's talk about straightness within the scales of training. Now, in the dressage scales of training, you will see that straightness is actually quite a long way down the list. But why is that? Because surely being straight would be something to teach the horse as soon as possible. But actually, that's not always the case. So, let's consider the preceding scales. So there's rhythm, suppleness, contact, and impulsion. Now, the correct rhythm in all paces for a dressage horse is paramount, and we all agree that that should be established first. But in that rhythm, the horse should swing through a supple back into an elastic and even contact with active hind quarters. So that ticks the boxes for suppleness, contact, and impulsion. Now, only when the rider can achieve all of these elements of the scales can they then make the horse straight. So, let's talk about how you go about making your horse straight in the walk, trot, and canter. So firstly, the walk. Now, in walk, because the horse's hind quarters are wider than his shoulders and the walk moves slowly, the horse can wiggle and crab. So keep the walk moving forward and encourage the horse to work into the contact. Now, if the horse comes against the hand, this blocking action will cause the quarters to swing in, so make sure that the contact is light and remains elastic. And remember to keep the horse's neck straight, because too much neck bend will cause the horse's shoulders to bulge out. So in essence, keep the contact light, ride forward, and keep the horse's neck straight. Now let's move on to the trot. Now, it's easier to keep the horse straight in trot because it's easier to ride him forward. So first of all, make sure that you're sitting straight and that your weight is evenly distributed over your seat bones, because you can't expect your horse to stay straight if you're sitting to one side. Now keep both legs on equally and ride forwards into an even contact down both reins. And then check that your hands are carried at the same height with your thumbs on top, and now ride your horse forward. And that's basically it for keeping your horse straight in trot. And lastly, the canter. Now keeping your horse straight in canter can be a bit tricky, because horses that are unbalanced in the canter often compensate by bringing their quarters into the inside to avoid taking more weight on their hind legs. Now, you can compensate for this by riding a half halt and bringing your horse's shoulders in very slightly from the track. And this helps to keep the horse's quarters out and therefore stops the horse from becoming crooked. Okay, so now we know how to keep our horses straight in walk, trot and canter when riding straight lines, how do we keep our horses straight when we're going around circles? Because although it sounds contradictory, you still want your horse to remain straight and in alignment as he moves around a circle, through a turn or around a corner. Now, as previously mentioned, the horse should always move on one track, unless you're riding lateral exercises. Now, horses that are stiff laterally tend to push their quarters out or bring them in as they negotiate a curve to avoid bending uniformly through their bodies. Now, you can straighten your horse by riding through corners in a slight shoulder forward position. Now, as you ride around the curve, turn your shoulders slightly to the inside and ask the horse for inside bend. Place your inside leg on the girth to create the bend and position your outside leg slightly behind the girth to control the quarters and stop them from swinging out. Now, as your horse becomes more supple, you can increase the degree of bend, placing the horse's quarters in the right place before you position his shoulders. Now, that's a really useful exercise for encouraging the horse to flex through his top line, improving the expression of his paces, as well as making him straighter around curves. Now, you can ride the same exercise around circles, but be careful to guard the quarters with your outside leg to stop them swinging out, and control the horse's shoulders with your outside rein to prevent the horse from drifting out through the shoulder. Now, if you need any more help with keeping your horse straight on curves and turns, we do have podcast episodes and articles titled How to Stop Your Horse from Falling In and How to Stop Your Horse from Falling Out. So if you need any more help, you can go and find those in our archives. But to wrap this episode up, straightness is ultimately achieved by making sure that the scales of rhythm, suppleness, contact and impulsion are in place first. And remember that the slower the pace, the more likely it is that your horse will become crooked. Now imagine if you try to ride a bicycle very slowly in a straight line. The less speed that you have, the more likely you are to wobble. Now if you pedal faster, this solves it instantly, and it's the same with your horse. Now if you would like to continue your education further when it comes to straightness, we do have some more podcast episodes and articles on this topic. So ones that would be useful for you to go and visit next are the following. So number one, the scales of training, straightness. Number two, how to encourage your horse to be more forwards but not faster. Number three, how to ride your horse from your inside leg to your outside rein. And number four, how to get your horse to bend. But if you have any more questions or any tips that you would like to share with us, then please feel free to leave us a comment at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff which is available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.